Yes, library. Let the deans nod to the graduates that drink most coffee. Sitting with presidents and dignitaries, let them smile that each passed their trial. But you, dear mother, you take your child to the library. Make it their castle. Make it their home. Make it their temple of knowledge. My mother used to bring me here almost every day. This is my temple of knowledge. This is my forever home. Teach that nonfiction, especially memoirs, are the only safe way to grow up. Keep them on a path of understanding of the simplest things first, and the most important things second, so that they may build an easy on-ramp for themselves. Remind them that all young mistakes have already been made countless times over and over, that all the lessons, answers, and hopes and dreams of prevention are to be found in sacred stories of triumph and disaster, that there is little in blind following but blindness, that there is everything in pursuit of wisdom to join with the greater family of the great human beings that came before us and that are sure to follow, that school is just a dream of a simpler universe, a melody sweetly played but not in tune. That our mind, at its most responsible, is the sole institution that we require for pursuit of excellence and higher learning. So as long as we love ourselves, as long as we are compassionate to ourselves, we can comprehend inside out many times the knowledge of those who are taught outside in. Let the temple of knowledge shine its beacon and sound the bell each time the little ones need answers, and each time they are ready to commit their own wisdom to history. World peace requires that each child today becomes a great being in the greater tomorrow. World peace has little to do with the unobtainable ceasefire of today, and has everything to do with letting children grow up under blue skies, without drone strikes, deafening echoes of explosions, bullet-riddled walls, and detention camps. May the greatness of your vision and the unbreakability of your heart and mind help the unstoppable children of today become the great beings the future needs.